GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A deadly school shooting in Austria, city of Graz. 9 people killed, many others injured, and the shooter is also dead, says the city's mayor. Police say they believe the gunman acted alone. President Trump taking credit for sending hundreds of Marines and thousands of National Guard troops to protests of immigration raids in Los Angeles. He says the situation could have gotten worse had he not. State and local law enforcement were enough to control just a couple of blocks of protests, says L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
We didn't need the National Guard members. They are protecting one building. They're not involved in any crowd control. And now we're going to bring in the military for what?
In solidarity with the L.A. protesters, there were demonstrations last night in Dallas and Austin, Texas. Police used tear gas and detained some, firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Despite a breakdown in budget negotiations with Governor Tony Evers, Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee remain optimistic. Speaking to the media last week, Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green said the committee has put 3 budgets on Evers' desk in the past 3 budget cycles, and he signed them. Markline noted, quote, "A lot of the priorities that the governor's office and the Republicans have are very similar." JFC co-chair Representative Mark Bourne of Berlin said Republicans broke off negotiations because the Democratic governor demanded spending increases that outpaced tax cuts they wanted. An Evers spokesperson said that is not accurate. No school, no school lunches, but that doesn't mean kids will go hungry. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is making sure families that rely on free school food programs won't miss out over summer break. Amanda Cullen with DPI says the agency has an online service to locate those free meals near you.
There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find out more and find that program online at dpi.wi.gov.
The portion of Wisconsin Highway 21 that runs through Winnebago County between Oshkosh and Sparta is now a dedicated Purple Heart Memorial Highway. While there are Purple Heart highways across the U.S. and even another one in Wisconsin, there was not one in Winnebago County until this weekend when the unveiling ceremony and dedication occurred. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game 2 of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a 2-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the 5th.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You got to go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Mayor of Sheboygan, Ryan Sorensen.
If you want strong communities, you need to have strong, quality childcare accessibility in your community. You know, whether you have kiddos or not, it impacts you, whether directly or indirectly. And that's why, you know, being supportive of programs on the state level that can support local agencies is vitally, vitally important. So it's all intertwined.
This is not just for parents of small children.
This is mission critical.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he hosts the Todd Alba Show, appropriately named from 2 to 4 across the network. Todd Alba joins us after 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Here, good-looking Tuesday morning, 57 in Green Bay, 55 in Alpton, 55 in Oshkosh. High today, mid-70s and mostly cloudy. It is our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club-level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of the grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
All right, so this keyword is tan. T-A-N, tan. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword tan for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
And this hour, you're playing for $100 cash, and the keyword again is tan, T-A-N. You've got till the end of the hour. Good luck. Text in. And again, every time you text, you get a chance to win, and you help Jim and John.
Right.
Come on, we can
and
use,
we need it.
Yeah, come
we
on.
We need it. We
help
haven't won
out.
Yet.
All we do for you people.
Right. We're competing with other Civic Media radio stations.
Come
and
on.
We always come in second. And we're not liking second.
You're lucky if you're second.
All right. Didn't need that, Todd. Not in front of company.
Wow.
We got Lori Kniesbeck
and
Lutia Vanderveld in here. New Leaf Foods. And I just love your mission statement. The goal of the event is to address the concerns of our community as they relate to climate change, our food system, and policy to empower people with the tools to create change. Clean Water, Action Council of Northeast Wisconsin, FoodWise, NWTC, Green Bay Citizens Climate Lobby, Northeast Wisconsin, Bird Alliance, Slow Farmers Co-op, Community Water Coalition. You're bringing all these people together for a very good cause, and I think you guys need not only just a pat on the back, but you need a little bit of a boost publicity-wise, because this is such an important thing that you're doing, and you're doing it from a grassroots level. So Lauren and Lutia, thanks both for being here, and tell us what is going on.
Yeah, I mean, Lutia, do you want to take it away from here? I know you're the main event organizer, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was doing an AmeriCorps term of service with New Leaf Foods, mm-hmm. focusing on education and outreach. And so when I started my term in January, that's when the idea of having a roundtable like this was brought up. And so it's something that New Leaf has wanted to do for quite a while, just bringing the community together to talk about food. And so, yeah, in January is when this all really got started. And we knew that we wanted to not just talk about food, but make sure that we are bringing attention to other things that fit in with the New Leaf mission as well. And so that's where the idea of climate came in, and then later on policy. And we want attendees to walk away not just learning about these things, but having actionable things to do afterwards. So we don't want to just right. bring them problems. Mm-hmm. We also want them to be able to walk away with solutions.
And you know, I see one thing here Jim talks about. It's one of your things here is the Eat Lancet Planetary Diet, Food Waste and Climate Change. Jim always says, we don't have a food issue. We've got a supply issue.
Distribution.
Distribution.
We don't have a supply issue. We got a distribution issue. And this climate change, when you talk about that, that's affecting certain groups of food, right? Tell me about the climate change, because you're going to spend some time on that and how that's affecting our food supply.
Yeah, so that is something that Slow Farmers Co-op will be going more into, but they will be talking about the effects of climate change on different crops and growing,
right,
and how with the way that the climate is changing, it's affecting everything from water to soil to the quality of food. So that is definitely something that we're going to get that farmer input on how climate change affects that. And we'll also be getting a little bit of input into how climate change also affects like food distribution and things like that. So that's something that we will get more into with the FoodWise aspect of it, where they will be talking a bit more about food insecurity and climate change.
So people are going to come to this. They're going to learn a lot. But I really like the fact that you're going to give them a, not a to-do list, but an action plan when they leave. Like, what are some of the things that will be on the action plan, do you think? I mean, I know you haven't had the meeting yet, but what are you envisioning?
So we are asking roundtable attendees, not attendees, sorry. We're asking the roundtable speakers to have action items to come with them that they can share at their tables. So that is something that each speaker will be able to bring to their own table. And then kind of what we see for the most part will definitely be the policy aspect. So being in touch with your state representatives and letting them know, like, this is what we want to see in Wisconsin. Like, we want to support these sort of food and climate initiatives. We also see people just getting more organized, more involved in their communities. So these are the things that are happening right here in Green Bay and Brown County in Northeast Wisconsin. And this is what you can do to help. This is how you can be involved. And also, like, the Eat Lancet diet, like, here are things that you can do as an individual on your own diet level that you can do to support the climate right now.
That's awesome. And I want to talk a little bit about your background and how you got into this. But before, I want to add, I think it's really important that this, at this seminar, this roundtable that you're having, that policy is brought up and that you work with the governments. But we do that a lot. John does a lot of things with the government for policies for the veterans. You know, we're trying to lobby a little bit for these tiny homes, and I do some things for the homeless. I think there should be some things that are different, and they're very active, and you can do it locally here, city, county, but, you know, the state is very receptive to new ideas. I think they are, but that'd be interesting to see what kind of things you come up with. Besides, I'm sure there's going to be things with I don't know how much you get into hold the runoff and the water, what happens with some of the pollution things. I think it's more
that's probably part of this, right? I mean, I think you saw that on the agenda here.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's important stuff.
But Lauren, explain your role in all this and where the passion comes from, because that's always the key. That's the number one thing we always want, not just the job. Where's the passion come from?
Yeah, so my role, obviously, you know, communications coordinator, is to try to get the word out as much as possible. So thanks for having us today, first
you
of
bet.
All.
Glad to have you.
And yeah, the passion for me is, you know, I might not be the most knowledgeable person on the New Leaf team when it comes to the actual science behind climate change and, like, you know, making decisions about what you can do as an individual and, you know, in your community. But I definitely want to do anything I can to, like, push the message so that, you know, I myself, if I was just a member of the community, this is something that I would be super interested in, because not only am I, like, a foodie, I care about our planet, you know, and I try to be aware and active in the community, like, know what's going on. So I guess that's where my passion comes from, is just kind of this sort of this caringness about the planet and, like, the future of our food.
How is the Northeast Wisconsin region with something like this? Because, you know, we're talking about some of the cool areas to live in, like Boulder, Colorado. I could see this being huge. You know, someplace in Oregon, I could see it being huge. But we're such a meat and potatoes kind of place here. Mm-hmm. How is it received around this area?
I would say you're right with, we are kind of, I guess, more traditional in the way that you would think about diets and just, like, farming and things like that. But there are also, like, a ton of little, I don't want to say little because they're mighty, little but mighty community partners that we have that are all invited to this. And just, you know, I was just with Wello recently, and they were awarded a huge funding opportunity that only
Robert Wood Johnson.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's only, like, less than 10 organizations throughout the U.S. are awarded it. So we do have some force here in Northeast Wisconsin. Oh, cool. For things, you know, food insecurity, climate concerns, things like that, for sure.
Yeah, they've been on here, and I was pleased that they got that. They work hard. They're very active. But, Wello is a very broad brush, and I think they'll be a good partner with you, because they kind of want to do everything with food, health, wellness for the community. Yeah.
But I like the fact that even, like, the splinter organizations, if you want to call it that, like the did like even the people we had on from the plant type things and growing,
oh, yeah,
you know, where you could go and pick, you know, they're really trying to encourage people to grow a lot of their own stuff. You know, that's a big factor with this, isn't it? I mean, you guys try to really advocate for that.
Oh, yeah. And, like, definitely that's going to be part of New Leaf's presentation. Our president, Lynn Walter, is going to be our speaker. And she's going to talk about, you know, our projects that we have that are going to be, in a way, like, our actionable items for people, as you can learn more about the orchard project that we have. You know, I've talked about Bountiful Branches with you guys before growing your own. So,
okay, you really lit a spark with him. You know that,
I
right?
I know.
He won't stop talking about that.
No, that's...
He wants to build his own orchard.
Good, good. That means I did my job.
In the city. I live in the hood. It's going to be cool. I got a lot next to me and different trees. Yeah,
right. But, in the hood, right?
Half a million dollar four story house.
But it's going to be great, though.
Okay. Eight car
garage. Right next. Oh, it is not. Next door, though, I think that would be good for my grandkids, too, to come out and see different.
Absolutely.
Like everybody knows we can, you know, cherry trees and apple trees, but there's other things that we can grow here that I think two of each, and I think, you know, they can have little picnics in there. It's going to be awesome. I really want to do that. I mean, it's a decent sized lot, so.
Yeah, well, should definitely make use of it.
Oh, I think it'd be so much fun. What are you laughing about? I think it'd be fun.
I think the picnics line took me out.
With the kids, you see them under the, like, pear tree having a little picnic, mm-hmm. you know, at Grandpa's place? I think it's awesome.
Remember the bees, though, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
the bees. That is true.
Remember right that whole pollination thing that last time you were here?
Lucy, you weren't here. They didn't know that everything needs to be pollinated.
Oh. Yeah, so that was a learning moment. Teaching moment.
Quite a bit about
that. Every time we have you guys on, learn a lot.
Yeah, that's what New Leaf is here for.
I didn't know that.
Well, New, how long has New Leaf been around, and who started it? Who decided that this area needs something like this?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, New Leaf's been around since 2011.
Okay.
They started out as a food co-op, so they were looking to open a co-op grocery store right here in downtown.
Okay.
And the nonprofit was sort of created alongside of the co-op, and so the co-op failed, but the nonprofit continued on. So it's been around for about 14 years, and I do believe that Lynn has been the president the entire time.
I don't think she was the one who initially started it, but mm-hmm. someone, and I can't remember who this is, but someone reached out to Lynn. She had just retired, and they were like, "Hey, like, you're free now, you're retired, can you help us, you know, get this up and running?" Mm-hmm. And she's been with us ever since. So she's been, I guess, semi-retired this entire
time. You know, those food co-ops, they sound like such a fantastic idea, but they're mm-hmm. tough to thrive, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
But they can work, too. I just want to say there, mm-hmm. I was part of that. And mm-hmm. it's too bad that didn't work, but, you know, they sold memberships,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you need that.
Yep.
You need some seed money to get that thing going. And a lot of people volunteer, but for food. And that was maybe she was ahead of her time to do that here in Green Bay. But, you know, Nashville, they're very successful. Milwaukee has a really good one. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they can't happen. Anyway, I think it's good that they took the other piece of that and are doing what you do and more on the education side of things.
Maybe it's time again, because Oshkosh has a very good food co-op downtown, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's time. Maybe you said 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time.
Mm-hmm. What do they do differently, Todd? I mean, why is that one so successful?
I wish I could tell you. I don't know. Maybe it's because it opened a little bit later. It was in the last couple of years that opened. But I think there's probably enough community support for something like that now that maybe we should try that again.
And I think you need to have the site. I think it was just a concept, and to give money to a concept is if you really want it, you'll do that. But if they would say, "Look, here's the site. This is," I just think they maybe the cart before the horse a little bit. But I think Todd's right. I think people in here, you know, just look at our farmers market. Not that that's a barometer, but boy, those things are just
huge.
It is. It's
huge.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And you know the fact that, you know, some people.
It's not dissimilar.
No,
I mean the idea.
Well, I'm excited for the Broadway market whenever that opens. So.
So are we?
Yeah.
They've been on here too.
Because that's one of their big focus things is something like this with co-op being a part of it. Mm-hmm. So, but again, these are great ideas, but boy, there's just that fine line between being really successful like Oshkosh or not making it here. Yeah. There almost seems like no in between.
Yeah.
And some of these things, if you start too big, that's more difficult.
You bite off more than you can chew.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're very supportive of what's going on Broadway, but we think that's.
Yeah, that would definitely be worth, I think, discussing with, you know, our board and seeing the future of New Leaf, ultimately what we want our next, I guess, mission to be.
Yeah.
Well, to partner with the public market is a really good idea. Very successful in Milwaukee, but as you know, that thing, went under a couple times before it got successful. Mm-hmm. And just, those are tough things to do, but
once still need that. You mentioned seed money. You got to have that. You can't be rubbing two nickels together every week. Yeah. No, that's the key.
But anyway, that's going to be great someday.
What if they put it in your name with your sponsor?
I'm good.
You sure?
That's funny.
I'll be a customer.
We'll talk. I got my own little break. Lauren and Latia, New Leaf Foods, back right after this.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer, summer, summer.
All right, let's do it again. The Scotty Summer Text to Win contest is on right now, and this hour's keyword is tan, T-A-N, tan. If you don't have the Civic Media app, download that right now in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Use the text button to send the keyword tan for your chance to win in the statewide contest this hour. You are playing for $100 and also going into the drawing to win those vacations. Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation, Door County Vacation. Good luck. You've got till the end of the hour to text the word tan. Once again, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Lauren Kniesbeck and Latia Vanderveld in New Leaf Foods, Climate Food and Policy Roundtable. And Latia, I give you credit, being a native of Dallas and moving up here to Green Bay, and you're staying loyal to your fellas down there in Texas.
I am. Even though some days it can be a little hard to be a Cowboys fan.
We went through that here, too, though, so hang in there.
But you know what's funny is when Coach McCarthy was there, I was like a big Cowboy fan.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously,
yeah.
But it's like I really pulled for him so much that that's a tough gig down there with Jerry Jones and everything, isn't it?
I don't want to say too much about it, but indeed, I would say yes, it is.
Who's more passionate, Packer fans or Cowboy fans?
But that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
You guys are America's team. You got the most.
Yeah.
People love the Cowboys, but boy, you've had a dry spell.
Yes. Yeah.
And longer than when you think, well, it doesn't that long ago. that you guys won, but it was a long time
ago. It's been
ago.
A while. Well, I mean, my favorite Cowboys player of all time was Jason Witten, and he never got a ring, and so that's something that I take personally, to be honest. So.
Right. But I would agree that your ownership is significantly different than ours,
yes,
right? And
yes.
Than anybody's, really. And after the games, all the press conferences, they go to Jerry Jones. What mm-hmm. other team goes to the GM? You know, they usually go to the coach or, you know. But I don't know. He's Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean.
I hope you do well. I like the stadium, and like I said, I have friends down there. I've gone to a few games. But anyway, we're still going to work on you, though. Don't think we're going to let you off the hook. You know, we will still try to convert you. So this thing is coming up on the 14th. You have this educational seminar on that you're sponsoring. It has a lot to do with food supply, the climate change, so many great speakers coming in.
Yes.
And what I like about this, and I want to talk a little bit more about who you want to attend, but the fact that they're going to leave with something to do, and I think that's really important.
And then one other thing I want to talk about is the two community orchards going up in Bellevue.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead. Take it away.
True.
So if we're going to talk about the orchards, that's tomorrow actually going up.
Yep. 10 o'clock, Moonrise Park.
Yep, he's got it. So we're actually looking for anyone who wants to help, like, install those trees. You are totally welcome
Jim,
to come.
This would be perfect for you for your
orchard. Yeah, you
orchard.
Can learn.
Yeah. Yeah. What time? No, I am really interested in that. I got to tell you, when you're in here, that was a while ago, but I didn't know we could grow all those trees in Green Bay. I'll be honest with you.
I didn't either. I thought they were like Texas or Florida or... California things.
Right. I knew everybody knows apple trees, right? Because everybody had those when they were a kid. But I just, 4 or 5 different types of trees here in Green Bay. I think that's like really cool.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, if you wanted to come tomorrow, you can see more trees that we're going to install. But
what are you planting tomorrow? And what do you need?
Tomorrow is the Village of Bellevue Parks, Rec, and Forestry is more in charge of the trees being installed. So we don't even know what we're installing.
Okay.
But, you know, it'll be a nice handful of trees at each park. And the second park, Bethel Edible Forest, they're going to talk about, you know, their mission for that park in the future because they're trying to build what I would imagine is similar to our, like, Seymour Park Food Forest.
Which
but
is great.
In the Village of Bellevue.
So it's tomorrow, beginning at 10 o'clock, Moonrise Park, Moonrise Court in Bellevue. And then the Village of Bellevue Parks, Rec, and Forestry Department are coming together to install both of them, but they are looking for volunteers, right, for both Moonrise Park and the Bellevue Park, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So the trees we plant...
Or Bethel Park.
Bethel Park.
Yep. The trees we plant tomorrow, when will we be able to eat fruit off of them? 2 years, 3 years?
You know, that's probably a question for the Village of Bellevue, but okay. I would say usually the nurseries that we get these plants from, they don't... you know, grow them all the way till they can, you know, become fruit bearing because it's just a lot of money put in to raise them for 5+ years. So they usually raise them before they're able to bear fruit. So I would say probably like a few years. Lutia, I don't know if you have anything to say on that as well.
I'm going to find that out because that's interesting to me. I don't want to plant the tree and have it not...
Yeah, but you can see how they do it because there's a technique to planting.
And also, the more mature the tree is, the more expensive it's going to be.
Yeah.
So if you can have like a little trust in the process and get it earlier when it's more of like a seedling or, you know, something smaller, it's going to be more affordable too.
I'm not going to wait 5-6 years.
Then on June 14th from 9 to 1 is your big meet. Go ahead once again, talk with us. NWTC Great Lakes Energy Education Center, 2701 Larson Road in Green Bay. People, do you want them to reserve a spot or to register? Okay, go ahead and talk with those if you don't mind.
Yes, so you can go to the Newly Foods website and navigate to our events page, and you can register there. You could also go to our Instagram and go to the link in our bio and register there. We do want you to register. You unfortunately missed the deadline to be able to have lunch when you register, so you can just register for no lunch.
So it's $10.
$10. Still a really good time to learn about the food, climate, and policy things.
Although I'm surprised what you're serving for lunch until I read the whole thing. You're having a taco bar.
Yes, taco bar.
But talk about all local producers.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why the deadline for food was also kind of pushed up for us, because they're smaller, you know, more locally sourced things, so they need to know ahead of time.
Well, I think that food co-op thing is still something to kind of look
think
at one more time.
Future.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's successful ones. Like, it's just Oshkosh. There's not a huge difference between Green
Bay and
Oshkosh.
There's no reason for it not to work here.
Same kind of
Yeah. But again, you got to get that big sponsor or something to have that seed money. Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Jim
that's
can a, step up.
Absolutely.
I got the orchard I got to take care of. Let me do that first.
I'm going to note that down.
She said it's going to cost me money because I want those trees to bear fruit like in a year or two. I'm not going to wait 6-7 years to my kids.
You better
in
get
high
them
school.
Planted now, Jim. I know. So
yeah.
That's exactly what she's telling me. I'm going to go tomorrow. I will be there at 10 o'clock. I want to see that.
Yeah, you should be.
I will.
I'll be there.
Take some pictures.
Yeah, well, that's going to be fun. We'll talk about that.
That'll be awesome. I'll tell you what, they sure got two great spokes. Person,
yeah,
between
you guys are
you
awesome.
Two. You guys are fantastic.
Well, thanks for having us. Yeah,
yeah, so anytime. Glad to support you.
Come back and tell us how the seminar went and then update us on this orchard thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Lauren and Lutia. Lutia is a Dallas Cowboys fan. Just throwing that out there, folks.
Not letting you off.
Throwing it out there. Back after this.
So keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be at your side.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You know, some Wisconsin farms are a little concerned about the cool, wet weather we've been experiencing. For other growers, it's ideal. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. If you are a fan of rhubarb, this is your year. That's the word from Ed Burrs, owner of Burrs Berry Patch in Barneveld. He says their rhubarb crop this year is a bumper crop.
You know, pound-wise, we did have a CSA farm that ordered some the other day. A little less than 100 pounds of it. So we're getting about 10 pounds a plant, and you figure we got 200 plants. You know, we probably got 1,000 pounds of rhubarb sitting out there waiting for some fine customers that want to do a little cooking or baking or freezing. I would say yield-wise, this is probably the best-looking rhubarb I've ever had on my farm, and it's been 25 years of growing it.
Ed Burrs from Burrs Berry Patch talking about his rhubarb in Barneveld. He said they get about 10 pounds per plant. They've got about 200 plants. So as he said, about 1,000 pounds of rhubarb currently. He also says because of the cooler spring, he expects the season to be extended.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
It was a different type of a record-breaking experience in Madison yesterday during the Wisconsin FFA's Day of Service. Record-breaking 900 students came together in advance of their state convention for the Day of Service. They helped to package 100,000 meals that will be distributed domestically and internationally. They also built 60 beds to be distributed through the Madison area and help those that are without beds. They had 9 off-site locations where students did a variety of things like cleaning city parks, removing invasive species, also helping community centers like the Ronald McDonald House, and more. Wisconsin State FFA Convention commences today at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins me to talk new movies. Then producer, director, editor, and Wisconsinology founder Frank Anderson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Summer, summer, summer.
All right, let's do it. The Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. All the details with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, that's right. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Brewer Club level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
So this hour's keyword is TAN. T-A-N. TAN. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send in the keyword TAN for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
This hour, you're playing for $100. You got till the end of the hour to text in the word TAN. Good luck from Mino and the mayor.
That's hey, awesome. Thank you very much. Welcome back. You know, I love local authors, love what they do. I'm one of them, and it's a tough gig, but it's a very satisfying gig. And we got an old friend, Spike Pedersen, an author extraordinaire. Good morning, Spike. How are you?
Morning, John. Man, it's been a while. Good to hear your voice again.
Now, I was your best customer. I was your most frequent customer for about 6 years when you ran a great little hardware store in Alloway, correct?
Yes, yes. That was a fun time.
Those I miss a store like that so much, Spike, where you could walk in and everybody that works there has like done whatever project you're working on and you need this kind of a widget for the whatever, whatever. And you guys would all, you'd have the bins and you guys would know exactly where to go. And you just don't have those places anymore, huh, Spike?
Not so much, you know. Actually, it was easier than you thought because we got asked the same 20 questions every day. So we only had to be an expert in 20 ways.
Right. It was always like my wife even used to give me a hard time. How many trips are you going to make to Spike before this one's done? Because that was the key, man. You guys would always know where to go and what you had. And I love those little places. Well, tell me about your career now in post-retirement, I guess, as an author.
Yeah, we're living in the Wisconsin Rapids now, doing the retired life. Whenever we get bored, we hit the road, try to do some traveling. We were just up in Door County a day or a couple of days ago, and we went to Lolo's Food Truck, had the wonderful food. We went to the Third Avenue Players and saw a wonderful play called Buyer and Seller. It was hilarious. But other than that, I try to stay home, mow the lawn, and write.
So when I write, a lot of times it's in weird, like I'll write from like 3 till 5 in the morning at times because there's nothing else to do and you can totally focus. Do you find that way? I mean, you got to be kind of disciplined to really be a writer, don't you, Spike?
Yes, really, really have to be disciplined. Although I find myself not being normal in that way. I like to write when I go to a public place like a coffee shop so I can watch people. I put on my earphones and I pound music in my head because that kind of occupies 2/3 of my brain. So now my creativity can be uninterrupted. So I think I'm different than that, but that's the way I do it. Yeah, and I try and do that afternoons after we have our slow start because we're retired.
Everybody has a different way, but you got to get into that groove to really make progress, correct?
Yes, yes, you sure do. Discipline is number one. I need to work on that yet.
So do I, trust me. Jim, you got discipline.
that writing, I have a daughter who just, that's what she does. She writes, she's a publisher. She lives out east now. It's great. And I'm really proud of what she's doing, but she works with you, with authors, and they're all a little bit different in terms of their style, yet they're all like really interesting people, super nice, creative people. And she really enjoys working with different people. What is your, like, what do you love to write about the most out of all the things that are out there?
Well, you know, I'm a guy who likes to write adventure stories, and I like to do that type of thing. But my stories are not totally based in just an adventure. But that's what gets me up in the morning and says, wow, let's do something that's really exciting. And, you know, I pick up a lot of these by observing people, just a little scene, somebody walking down the street, a child playing with a toy. And that's what pops something in my head to make that work. And one of them is my wife, Nancy. She's really my muse. She'll do things like start squirt gun wars in our living room, things like that. And that I take in the night. As soon as I'm done being sodden by that, by the squirt gun wars, I rush over to my laptop and I start putting down words.
That's what I mean. You're a creative writer. Talk about your most recent book, Spike.
Well, my most recent book, the one that I'm wanting to talk about today, is called Secrets of Hanalei Bay. And I can tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah, please do. You go right ahead.
Okay. This all started when I was riding my motorcycle down the street in my neighborhood, and I see a bunch of smoke billowing up into the sky. So, you know, I'm a guy. I'm going to go rubberneck. So I go over to where the smoke is coming from, and there I see a woman standing outside her burning condo in her nightgown, barefoot, and nothing left to her name. Now, that got me started down this road, and my book begins there with that scene. It's a mystery thriller set on the lush island of Kauai. My protagonist, Chloe, flees to Hanalei Bay to escape her old life. But instead of finding peace, she stumbles into danger, ancient secrets, and a twisted plot that could affect the fate of the world. Between Chloe's missteps and the men who cherish her emotions and for their own gain, Chloe is kidnapped and betrayed. Will she make the right choice? Is the fate of the ultimate weapon in her hands? Or is it just an illusion paraded over her by heroes and madmen? And what of this magic she seems to possess?
Wow. All right. And it's all from your mind.
Yeah, wow. That's whoever wrote.
Yes, every bit of it, except for the woman that I saw outside her burning condo, came from my imagination.
That's incredible.
What you just read or recited, those jacket covers, I would buy that book.
I agree.
That was. And,
that is important to be honest.
That is. That's what my daughter does. Yeah. She writes these jacket covers, and it's like, you know, that will get you to buy or not buy the book.
Well, she read it for my next book, the jacket cover.
She only. Yeah. She doesn't.
Well,
work
that was
with,
a resounding no.
She doesn't work with the newbies anymore.
Okay,
sorry, John.
Wow.
She'd probably do it for you. I'd ask.
Spike,
I'd ask
that's got to be fun.
That's
to create
great.
A person in your mind, a character in your mind.
And
yes,
I get
characters out of nowhere.
Right. You creative writers are. Just a special breed of writers.
They truly are.
We have people that write on travel. They've been in here. We've had people that write poetry. They've been in here. But that creative writing really just, maybe you don't even know where it's going to go.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's the fun part of writing. You know, when I start, I have a story and I do a really, really rough outline that I don't even bother to spell check or put punctuation in. And then I take that and I start writing it. But that's not where I'm going. The story takes over. And the story leads you down the path, and it's just this pure discovery, and it's great. And that's the part I love, except for when it doesn't work and doesn't come out in finished form.
Wow. We're at Spike Pedersen, author. What's the name of your most recent book, Spike?
Secrets of Hanalei Bay.
Okay.
So, Spike, I mean, you ran a hardware store successfully. You then moved
great
to the
hardware store. Spike's Hardware in Alloway, right on Libel.
Did you always do this when you were a little kid? Did you write grade school, high school?
No, I didn't. Actually, what really got me into the writing bug is that when I was in the hardware store, I was writing a weekly column for the Green Bay Press Gazette.
I remember that, yep.
And it was about hardware and home repair, which is really, really dry. So I had to find a way to inject some humor and still get the message across. And so that's where I found it fun, and that's what got me started on the writing path. And after the store was gone, I started writing, and I wrote my first book at First Light, and now I'm on to my second one.
What advice would you give to anybody? Because I think it's one of those things everybody wants to do it, don't really know how to approach it, and I'm not sure if there is any one set-in-stone way to approach it. What advice would you give, Spike, from doing this from the grassroots level to anybody out there listening that says, I think I've got a book inside my head, not sure how to bring it out?
Well, that's a really good question, and I talk to a lot of people about this. You know, most people have some kind of a book in their head. And the first thing you have to do is just sit down and write a few words down about it and then develop it more and think about it. But, you know, they always say, write what you know. I say, don't do that. Write who you are and be brave and don't worry about exposing yourself. Expose thyself and you will be successful.
Are there people in your books, are there characters in your book that are based on you?
No. I'm way too boring for that. I've never had a character that I'd based on me, although there are probably some parts of me in every character.
But how about people you've met in life? Does anybody read your book and say, are you talking about me in there?
Yeah.
Well, mine is a collaboration of several people that make a character generally.
I see.
I do have one person in my first book that it was all about them, that person was, he was unique. And I felt that that person made a good character, and so I just wrote that character as if I was having a conversation with them. But that's the only time. Other than that, everybody is fictional.
So when you start when you sit down to write that book, do you have an outline knowing exactly the directions it's going to go and how it's going to end, or does it develop as you're writing?
I have a really, really rough outline. First, it's an idea in my head for a long time. Then I write down 10 paragraphs of 10 words each. Just as take me a direction. And then I start putting words on paper, and then it just kind of pops out from there. Like I said, the story takes over, and that's really the fun part.
See, I love like stories based, from local writers, because you know some of the things that are coming into their writing is part of our experiences of living around here. And I know yours is based in Hawaii on this one, but I like it when people can take certain aspects of their life, and even though they're giving it to a fictional character, it really finds a way to bring that character to life that you can relate to. I like those kind of characters, Spike. I got a feeling you do too.
I do. As a matter of fact, though, I start this book in Door County, Wisconsin.
Okay.
My main character grew up there, had her children there, and once she's done with raising her kids, she realizes that she never got the shot in life that she wants. And so then she decides she's going to sell everything, move to Hawaii. She bought a car. She bought a condo. She bought everything she needed. And 2 weeks later, the condo burnt down, and she was left barefoot in her nightgown.
And
nothing in her life.
And that's the hook you got from actually seeing a woman in that situation.
I did. I did see that exact situation.
That's,
I do, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's just that you're pulling it all together. Yeah, this, you really, really enjoy this.
You can hear it in your voice, Spike.
So how does it go? Tell me about the writing we've talked about. The whole marketing, the business side, getting it out there. Is that a struggle, or is there the platform for you, new authors or novice authors?
Yes, as hard as it is to produce a book and get it done, finish it, that's the easy part.
Yeah.
The hard part is marketing it. And boy, that's really hard. And there's thousands of authors like me out there trying to get their book marketed, getting people to know it. And I'm so glad, so grateful that you guys asked me to come on, because marketing is the hard part. And I wish I would hire someone to do it, but no. That costs money.
Yeah, well, it's better coming from you. Just our only advice is call Oprah Winfrey. She,
get her on the book club, huh?
You think she ever gets sent a book?
Spike, how can people get your book?
Yeah.
It's on Amazon. Secrets of Hanalei Bay will be available June 16th.
Ooh.
My first book, At First Light, is available now. They're both on Amazon.
Say the name again, At First Light?
Yep.
At First Light. That was my first book, and it is available right now on Amazon. Second book, the one we're talking about today, Secrets of Hanalei Bay, will be available June 16th. But you can pre-order it. Do you have an intern there somewhere that could just run out and do that right now?
Yeah, no, don't.
Comes in tomorrow.
I will look those up, Spike.
That's really great.
I'm really impressed with what you've done and knowing you for like 30 years or whatever to see this side of you with the creativity part. It's really cool, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can to promote you and your books.
I appreciate that, John, and vice versa. I love your book.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Keep it going, and please keep in touch with what you got going on, okay, Spike?
Will do.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And hey, Spike, kick around the idea of some of a young sportscaster who doesn't know what he's doing in a hardware store and guiding him, okay?
And ends up doing radio.
Spike Pedersen, great author. Thank you so much, my friend. Great talking to you.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Sean Katzbeck in the house. Back up.
engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks, Gina Della from Pella. What a beautiful day to have new windows and doors installed.
Every day is beautiful because Pella installs year-round during all seasons.
It's so hard to guess that next pitch. The customizations seem endless.
And it doesn't have to be super expensive. Pella has a product line for every budget.
And if it is time for a major upgrade, rest easy by scoring no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. 6/30/2025.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Josephine's Pizza and Pastoria is more than your ordinary pizza place. Are you tired of so-so pizza that's not clean food or nutritious? Do you want great-tasting pizza that everyone will really love? Then they're the place for you. They make food as it should be, caring about what you and your family eat. So they use sauce, cheese, and flour that is non-GMO in their world recipe. Let them make your dinner plans easy. Check out Josephine's Pizza and Pastoria at 2560 Glendale Ave in beautiful Green Bay. Drop what you're doing because Appleton has a whole week of fun just for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can enjoy an entire week of live local musician performances thanks to the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week. June 9th through 13th from noon till 1, these musicians are donating their time to raise money to help support and elevate the community. And if you want to be involved, go to wgbw.fm and click events.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer, summer, summer.
Yep, your last chance to text in to win the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. This hour's keyword is TAN, T-A-N, TAN. Got the Civic Media app, choose your station, ISS or GBW. Text the word TAN right now for your shot to win $100 this hour. And also go into the drawing for the trips, Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or Door County Vacation. You could win with John Mino and Jim Schmidt. You've got 7 minutes, so get that in before 8 o'clock.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. One of our very special guests, Sean Katzbach from Marinette, and Todd is not happy with him.
Sean, listen, dude, I love you. Yeah, we've known each other a long time.
Yes, yep.
Let me tell you a story about John Mino. Earlier this week, or maybe it was last week, John brought a coffee cup down from his apartment up in the building.
Okay.
And he made a cup of coffee out in the hallway. The coffee cup that he brought in was smaller than the throwaway cups that we have.
Who would have known that a coffee cup, you know, that this would hold more than a regular coffee cup? Yeah. You'd never know that, right?
No.
Just
no.
By looking
so
at it.
It overflowed all over the place, so I had to clean that up. And then when we finally got that cleaned up, he put his creamer in, and from the coffee pot to the garbage can, there were little droplets of creamer, so I had to clean that up. And now you brought in, again, you always bring in treats. He's in here eating some...
It's a raspberry turnover.
Yeah, raspberry turnover. I'm sitting here. He's talking to me while he's eating. Raspberry turnover all over the floor. And I said, Sean's got to get his butt in here and actually clean it up. So
it's a blood trail, Patrick. Well,
we've said he could never do a crime because the cops could follow him. Yeah,
so many clues.
Yeah. World's dumbest criminals.
There you go.
It's true. It's true. But those things are so good. Where do you get those from?
So they come from Bonduelle. Okay. I know where they come from because it's I think it's the Yoder Bakery that's over there, and but they're right as you come off 41.
Okay.
The gas station there.
Okay.
Green Bay in Howard.
Wow. Yeah. Those are it's so fresh. They're for just
they do whatever. Yeah, because they drop them off. They weren't like the last time I didn't bring any because they weren't there. That's how fresh they are. So they must have just dropped them off.
Awesome. Phenomenal.
We got to make sure we schedule it this time then.
There you go.
Well, first thing I want to do is talk to you. How did it go with the races?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It was off the hook.
The boat races.
Yeah, it was great.
Phenomenal.
You know, it's always hard to tell people-wise just because it's stretched out over a whole street. But I would say well over 2,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Awesome. That's
first
awesome.
Time event. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, literally food vendors were leaving to go get more food to come back because they were running out. So that's always a good
great
sign.
Problem to have.
And that's always a good judge to talk to the vendors. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody talks to the customers, which you want to do that, but boy, those vendors, they'll tell you how it was. And if they're replenishing, that's great.
Yeah, Sunday was slower because of the rain.
Yeah.
But then what I was surprised with, I was telling Todd that after the rain stopped, which was 2 o'clock, so by then you're on a Sunday, crowds came back. Yeah, so it was really
how did the
good.
Racers enjoy it?
The racers supposedly loved it.
Great.
They in fact, I got a phone call from one of the racers saying we loved this, and because the way we set it up, the course was set up so that the straightaway was where the crowd was, so they could really just lean into it. And so I would be surprised. They said like 105 was their top end. Wow. It seemed faster. I mean, you know, it's always hard to judge once again with speed, but some of them were cooking.
Well, I'll tell you one. We've talked about this before. First-time events can be so difficult because you don't have that built-in whatever. So you guys to pull that off in your first one to be this successful, congratulations to you guys.
Thanks. You know, we learned some things that we'll have next year. We need porta-potties throughout, you know, stuff like that. That it's more logistical and more setup stuff, but we weren't sure. So, you know, you try to measure and say, okay, this... But yeah, it was awesome. Really good.
Good for you.
And they said they want to come back.
Well, that's good because you know, not every first event comes back. So that's nice because now you're going to build on this and you're going to be known as the place for this speedboat.
That's the idea.
Yeah, that's awesome, Sean. Congratulations. Yep. That's great.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about something else here with your buddy here, Kelly Vandermuse, Independence Day Hotel. We're going to do that. We're going to send it to a break. We'll be doing that. But one other last quick question, though, as far as like with the food vendors. Who'd you have, the food trucks? We're big food truck fans here.
We are. So we had Tasty Traveler, which does smash burgers.
Oh.
Love it.
Phenomenal smash burgers. Then we also had Thai Chef's Layers of Flavor. They do barbecue.
Okay.
So they had barbecue.
All right.
And then we had... a couple of one was a Thai fusion, so you know, crab ragoons, egg rolls, stuff like that, and then also another one, Hong Kong buffet, I think, or Hong Kong.
Wow, a lot of Asian food.
I was shocked. So I was pleased. I wanted to get one Asian food vendor in, you know, because I thought that's a nice change. And we ended up getting two, which was great. And then we had an ice cream. One was ice cream and stuff like that, and another one was just lemonade.
Wow. And people brought their own chairs.
Yes.
John, we got to bring those chairs, those TV chairs where you put the thing on top so we can bring food.
Those are cool. It just sounds like a great event.
Oh, it was in the day on Saturday was just perfect. It was in the mid-70s. It was great.
That's great.
How did the lady that we had on here, how did she do?
Oh, she took second.
Okay. Oh, good.
So how
that feels.
Now.
Wow.
Oh, we do.
That's great. It was really kind of cool. How they do it is they run three different heats, and they add up their points.
Oh. Oh.
So first place got like 800, second place 600, 400, like that all the way down. And then, so you could end up in third the first race right, and
still win.
First in the second and first in the, yeah.
Yeah.
Great, cool. great. Well, all I right. sure hope it's back next year. Speedboat races yeah. on the river in Marinette.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Hey, did anybody go across the street to, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
He thinks so.
The hippie lettuce.
Yeah, I heard a little lettuce over there. We got to set our quick break. Sean Kasbeck, Kelly Vandermeus from Marinette. We got another great event coming up. We'll talk about it as soon as we come back.
You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by. Let
the water hold me down. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Expected to face sharp questioning about the sending of Marines and National Guard to Los Angeles protests of immigration raids. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's got three congressional hearings. ABC's Matt Gutman in L.A.
The administration recently slamming protesters for concealing their faces with masks. Critics arguing ICE agents have been concealing their identities using face coverings and unmarked vans.
Police used tear gas and detained some people last night in Austin and Dallas, Texas, who were protesting immigration raids. A high school shooting in Austria's second largest city, Graz, leaves 10 people dead, including 7 students and the suspected gunman, says the mayor. Firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines, Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. There's a tentative contract deal with video game companies that may end an almost year-long performers' strike tied to the use of artificial intelligence. This is ABC News.